Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's time for a little bit of the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge with you and delighted to be here as well. Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com.
Don't miss the Montana Maternal live bull sale of Open 8 Genetics, which is coming up April 12th at the ranch 5 miles south of Baker, Montana. 60 Angus and Red Simmental bulls. The sale emphasizes the maternal side with frame size, fleshing ability, fertility, udders, and disposition. Again, open8genetics.com is where you can go to find out more. Baker, Montana, April 12th. Starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time.
Hey, we've been telling you about this, and if you don't have it on your calendar yet, you go do that right now. Cowboy Poetry and Old West Stories. That's coming up. Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Normally it's in the fall. Now it's April 25th through the 28th. The date is switched, but the event is going to be the same great event. Make sure you check it out, oldwestdays.net, for details.
And plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale Friday, April 19th at Fallon County Fairgrounds, Baker, Montana, concentrating on the basics, quiet disposition, and stressing maternal instincts. Yearling bull genetics. Many bulls are suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. DeGrand Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee. Go to DeGrandAngus.com for details.
All right, Mike, let's kick it off with some good stuff. Remember how I did those purposely awful writing the other day? Well, here's one last one. She was just like Greta, who'd poisoned her family, burned down my house, bombed 6 countries, and used a gun on everyone she wanted. Short. In other words, she was short like Greta. Frederick Ankowski actually put together that purposely awful writing. What do you have?
I have something from Bruce Kiskaden for you today. Well, it was just a little graveyard on the rolling foothill plains, bleached by sun and summer, swept by winter snows and rain. A little bunch of settlers had gathered on an autumn day around a homemade lumber coffin with their last respects to pay. Weary men who'd wrung their living from this hard and arid land, and beside them stood their women, faded wives with toiled-worn hands. But among them was one figure who was wiry straight and trim, and everyone amongst us knew him. He was the Bronco Twister Jim. Just a bunch of heart and muscle, tempered with a savage grit. He had the reputation of a man who'd never quit. Well, he'd helped build the coffin and he'd helped dig the grave. His instincts must have told him how he's supposed to behave. Well, we didn't have a preacher and the crowd was mighty slim. Just 2 women with weak voices sang an old-time funeral hymn. That was all we had for a service. The old wife was sobbing for her husband of a lifetime, laid away without a prayer. Then she saw the Bronco Twister and she walked right up to him, put one trembling arm around him and said, "Pray. Please, won't you, Jim?" Well, you could see his figure stiffen as a look of quick surprise shot across his swarthy features and his hard daredevil eyes. While he could handle any bronco and he never dodged a fight, it was the first time anyone had seen his face turn white. But he took his large sombrero off his rough and shaggy head. And how I wish I could remember what that bronco peeler said. No, he wasn't educated. On the range his youth was spent. But the maker of creation knew exactly what he meant. As he looked off toward the mountains where the drifting shadows laid, silence must have reigned in heaven when they heard old Jim pray. Years have passed since that funeral in that little graveyard lot, but it gave us all a memory and a lot of food for thought. As we stood beside this coffin with its freshly broken sod and listened to a reckless bronco breaker talking heart to heart with God. Well, when the prayer had finally ended and the grave had all been filled, on his half-unbroken pony, he rode back toward the hills. And we just stood there and let him. We watched him ride away, for no words could ever thank him. There was nothing we could say. Since we gathered at that graveyard, it's been nearly 50 years, with the joys and with the sorrows, with our hopes and with our fears. But I hope, when I'm finished and they lay me with the dead, some cowboy says a prayer above me, like that Bronco Twister said. And again, that's from Bruce Kiskaden.
And going to wrap it up with this. I am at the point in life where I clean my house to the music I used to party to. Yvette Gormley sent that, but I have to agree with her.
Can relate to that, can't we?
Yes, indeed.
Folks, thanks for tuning in to your local radio stations, and thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.